Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Omniverse Podcast. Today's story is called Thrice Damned. I wrote this story for a short story contest. Unfortunately, the judges didn't match my vision, so they picked other stories to go to the top, but that's okay. That means I get to share this with you. I hope that you enjoy it, and have a good week.
Thrice Damned by Scott Roche. Jeb saw death coming for him before he could see the actual horses. He knew taking his family out west would be dangerous, but it would mean providing for them and granting him freedom from his past. He thought he had left the outlaws with the rest of the wagon train. Their dust plume was visible for miles. The bandits must not have been keen on letting a survivor go. There was no way he could outrun them. He pulled his wagon into a stand of trees, his heart hammering. Then he rolled a heavy barrel down a ramp he'd made and hid it behind a tree. Camouflaging the barrel by stacking fallen branches around it took longer than he liked. He climbed into a tree, his Winchester and Sharps rifles tied together, and pulled up after him. His pistols and bowie knife rode on his belt. Soft clicks broke the silence as he checked the ammo in his weapons. He might not get a second chance. Before long, he made out three riders. It was only a matter of time until they saw his wagon. His mouth was dry, and his stomach boiled with fear and rage. He sided with the Sharps rifle on the lead rider and pulled the trigger. The next town over would hear the deafening burst, but it wouldn't matter to the man who was now stone-cold dead. The other rider stopped, uncertain where the shot had come from. He trained his sights on the next outlaw. The erratic movement of the frightened horses and riders made it tough to get a beat on them. The loud boom rolled forth, and this time no man fell dead. Each of them dove for the ground, their mounts fleeing. "I'll get you home, my dears," he whispered under his breath. But now it was time to wait. The wagon would cause too much noise and dust for him to ride discreetly. No, this was his last stand. By his reckoning, the men were still 500 yards out. If they were stupid, he could get one or both of them before they got in close range. Their carbines shot faster than his Sharps, but not as far. The bandits split up and moved into the tall grass off the side of the packed dirt road. Jeb lost sight of them immediately. He put his Sharps to one side and grabbed the Winchester. The wind gusted, kicking up little dust devils on the rutted path. He imagined the men were having a palaver about what to do next. He could wait. When he fought in the war, waiting was part of his job. He'd hoped he'd left killing men behind him. After a few minutes, he saw movement in the grass to his right. Unsure if it was a man or the wind, he put 5 rounds into the general area. He heard no cry of pain, nor received any return fire. "Go on, get back on your horses, and I won't backshoot you." "You killed some of our men, Homesteader. Can't let that stand." The strained voice came from the grass to his left. "Then I guess I'm going to have to kill both of you." He hoped he sounded brave. Jeb snapped off 3 shots. He'd given his position away, a risk he had to take. Return fire from both sides savaged the tree. He shifted back and climbed up, finding a new perch and leaving the Sharps behind. There, movement. He fired 5 times, following a line from where he thought the man had been to just ahead of where the movement was. Despite the gunshots, he could hear a scream. Before he had a chance to move, he saw a motion to his left and heard rapid shots followed by a searing pain in his left shoulder and chest. He bit back a shout. "Looks like I got lucky," the man in the grass to his left drawled. "Or you got unlucky. Look, it's only you and me left. You walk away. Next town is about 20 miles up this road." His voice grew closer. "I'll take what's in your wagon, and we'll be square. Must be something valuable. Is it worth your life?" "More than you know." "All right, you win." Jeb dropped the guns as carefully as he could, and groaning in pain, clambered down the tree. By the time he had both feet on the ground, the man he faced held a pistol on him. The bandit was bleeding from a leg wound, and the bullet grazed to his arm. "You know what?" The bandit cocked his pistol. Swiftly, Jeb jumped to his left and pulled the bowie knife, throwing it just before he landed. The knife embedded itself deep in the bandit's chest. Clutching the knife, the man fell, but not before he let off a final shot. Hot pain filled Jeb's gut, but paled in comparison to the task ahead. All the bandits were dead. With a hole in his stomach and chest, Jeb would be dead before long. He wanted to cry about how unfair it was, but it would waste energy. He stumbled to the barrel, praying for enough strength to dig a hole. He went to his knees before the barrel containing his wife and unborn child, preserved in salt. He'd be thrice damned if he left them unburied, even if it was here instead of on their homestead. And damned I may be. He felt something tear in him when he moved the barrel, blood gushing from his gut. Dig. Fingers scrabbled in the dirt, trying to scratch out the shallowest of graves. As his sight dimmed, his soul wept bitterly at his failure and shame. His tears and blood baptized the ground where they found his body, fingernails torn and flesh mangled by the rocky soil. The scrape in the ground was barely deep enough to bury his heart in, much less the bodies of those he loved.